This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch haba, and we're continuing in Daf HaShavua. We're learning Maseches Nedarim, Daf Ayin Ches. We are up to Ne'emar Kan. What is this talking about? We just said that there's a fundamental difference between the way the Baal annuls and the way the husband annuls. The Baal annuls b'lashon hafara. He annuls it. Mikanu lahaba, from here and on. However, the Chacham does it b'lashon hatara, she'ela, meyikara. In other words, retroactively. So the Gemara says like this. Ne'emar kan zehadavar, v'ne'emar lahalon zehadavar. It says here, Zehadavar. It says by Hataras Nadarim Zehadavar. And it says by what is called Shchutei Chutz Zehadavar. Ma b'shchutei Chutz Aroin Uvana v'chol Yisrael. Just like Shchutei Chutz Aroin and his sons and all of Klal Yisrael. By Shchutei Chutz, the Isser applies equally to Aaron and his sons and all of Klal Yisrael. Av Parshas Nadarim, Aaron Uvana v'chol Yisrael. So to the Parshas Nadarim, it's Aaron and his sons and all of Klal Yisrael. Meaning, the ability to be Mater Nadarim applies to Aaron, applies to his sons, and applies to all of Klal Yisrael, which implies even Hedyotos. U'makan Roshei Hamatos. But so that's what we learn out from Shchutei Chutz. Shchutei Chutz applies to all of Israel. So we're going to extend that to Hataras Nadarim. But by Hataras Nadarim, it mentions Rashi Hamatois. Umakan Rashi Hamatois. Aflahalon Rashi Hamatois. Just like by Hataras Nadarim, it says Rashi Hamatois, so too over there, it refers to Rashi Hamatois. Says the Ran, Nemar kan zehadavar beparshas nadarim, ma b'shchutei chutz aroin uvanav v'chol Yisrael. The haksiv bereisha, he parsha, says at the beginning of that parsha, daber el aroin v'al banav v'al kol b'nei Yisrael, shekulan shavin ba. They're all equal. Af beparshas nadarim, it says aroin uvanav v'chol Yisrael, de kulan k'sherin, they're all kosher lahater es haneder, to mater the neder. But just like by Hafaras Nadarim, it says, Ma kan Rashi Hamatois, Benadarim de Rashi Hamatois Ksivbahu, Afla Halon, Bishchute Chutz, Rashi Hamatois. Umefarish Lekamon, Lamai Hilchasa. It explains later on regarding what halacha. Meaning the Gemara will explain later on regarding what halacha do we say all of Klal Yisrael, and regarding what halacha do we say it has to be Dafka Rashi Hamatois. So, says the Gemara, Berashe, Beparshas Nedarim Lamai Hilchasa. Regarding what halacha do we say for Parshas Nedarim, there's a Gzeiras Shava to say all of Klal Yisrael. Regarding what are we extending this Gzeira Shava to say all of Klal Yisrael for Hafaras Nadarim? Says Gemara Amar of Acha Bar Yaakov, Lahachshir Shloisha Hedyotais. To allow three regular guys to do Hafaras Nadarim. That's what it means, Kol Yisrael. Where it says by Shchutei Chutz Zehadavar. So we'll learn to Hafaras Nadarim, Kol Yisrael, ma b'shchutei chutz aroin uvana v'chol Yisrael, here also. Says the Gemara, v'harashe hamatos k'siv. But what do you mean? But it also says by Nadarim, rashe hamatos. Am Rav Chizda, v'yitem Rabbi Yochanan b'yachin mumcha. It says teach that even a Yachid Mumcha could do it. So we learn from the Gzeira Shava, Shalosh Hedyotos, but we learn from Rashi Hamatos, even a Yachid Mumcha. Says the Ran. Varashi amatos ksiv. Mashma aval hedyoitos loy. It's mashma but not hedyoitos. Biyochid mumcha. The kivon the gzera shava. Marbi hedyoitos. Since gzera shava includes hedyoitos. The Rashi Hamatos Memai Luhu, and Rashi Hamatos is Memayir Hedyoitos, Al Karchach Isluhu Likiyume Tarayu. We fulfill both. Rashi Hamatos Beyachid, Behedyoitos Beshlesha, Vechitema Tlasa Minalacha. So you'll say, I understand Rashi Hamatos says Yachid Mumcha. And Aroinu Kol Yisrael teaches me even Hedyoitos. How do you know three? The answer is because it's not one. So it's mistaber, it's not two, it's mistaber, it's three like a bezden. Kivan demafgale mechad ukme atlasa kein bezden. Okay. The Gemara continues. Now, we say, uma kan roshe amatois, afla halon roshe amatois. The question is, in what regard do we need Rashi Hamatos by Shchutei Chutz? Rashi Hamatos by Shchutei Chutz Samai Hilchasa. Amrav Sheish as Loimar Sheyesh She'ela Behekdesh. It's to teach that there is She'ela by Hekdesh. Meaning that if somebody's Makdesh something, you can be Mashal on it, you could be Shoyal on it, and you could uproot it from its origin. So Gemara says that's great if you hold that there is she'ela by hektish, but what if you hold ein she'ela by hektish? Says Gemara, lemai lebei shamed amar ein she'ela by hektish, rashi hamatois dechsev by shchutei chutz lemai ksev. In other words, lemai hilchasa lebei shamed amar ein she'ela by hektish, rashi hamatois dechsev b'shchutei chutz lemai hilchasa. Regarding what does it say Rashi Amatois by Shchutei Chutz? So the Gemara says it doesn't. Beishame doesn't hold to the Gzera Shava. Beishame never subscribed to the Gzera Shava. Only Beis Hillel subscribes to the Gzera Shava. Says Gemara, it's to tell you Beishame less the Gzera Shava. Beishame doesn't hold to the Gzera Shava, so therefore Rashi Amatois is not applicable to Shchutei Chutz. Okay. Well, if Beishame doesn't hold the Gzer Shava, why does the Torah have to say Zeh HaDavar by Nedarim? Because we're not learning out anything from Shchutei Chutz. One second. If Beishame doesn't hold the Gzer Shava, how does Beishame know that even three had Yoytais? The Gemara is going to ask that question coming up. So Gemara says, Zeh hadavar beparshas Naron lemaiksev. Why does it say Zeh hadavar beparshas Naron? Loimar chacham matir ve'ein bal matir. Zeh hadavar teaches me a chacham is matir, and the bal is not matir. He's mefer. Bal mefer ve'ein chacham mefer. It has to be dafka in that way. So you'll ask, well, Beis Hillel needs that limud. So how is he able to make the gzera shava? The answer is because it's extra by Shchutei Chutz. Zeh HaDavar is extra by Shchutei Chutz, even though it's not extra by Nedarim. But the question though is, in Beis Shammai, why does it say Zeh HaDavar by Shchutei Chutz? Bishlam, according to Beis Hillel, it says Zeh HaDavar by Shchutei Chutz to make the Gzeira Shava. But Beis Shammai doesn't learn the Gzeira Shava. So why does it say Zeh HaDavar by Shchutei Chutz? Loimar al Hashchita Chayev, Dein Chayev al Hamalika. To teach that you're only chayef for shchita and you're not chayef for malika. You're not chayef for malikas chutz, only for shchitas chutz. So you'll ask, how does Beis Hillel know this? What would Beis Hillel hold? How does Beis Hillel know Allah Shechita Chai and not on the Malika? Let's see the Ran. Loimer Sheyesh Sheela Behektish. What is this going on? Loimer Sheyesh Sheela Behektish. That Roshei Hamatois by Kodshim is to teach that there's She'ela by Hektish, Im Hiktish Behima, B'shachta B'chutz. Let's say you sanctified an animal and you shechted it outside. V'yachar kach nishal aleha, and then you were shoyl on it. Pater. D'kivan She'ela by Hektish, since there's She'ela by Hektish, ki'ilu lo hiktish mayolam. It's like she was not makdish it ever. Dummy. The chacham oiker ha'neder me'ikare. A chacham is oiker the neder to begin with. The Beis Shammai, the Amri, ain't she'ela behektish. According to Beis Shammai, who says there's no she'ela by hektish, so what do we do with ze hadavar? Right, the Gemara asks, oh, why do I need Rashi Hamatois? And the answer is it doesn't say it. Rashi of the Ran, Roshei Hamatos is the sibah shchutei chutz mayach. So the kiven the alfina gzeira shav min adarm have lo shchutei chutz kilu ksiv behu nami Roshei Hamatos. Ze hadavar lebei shamei dole muk mila legzeira shava. Ze hadavar teaches me chacha mater vein bal mater. Vechi teimo lebei shilo de muk mila legzeira shava minolai ha. How does he know this? Ikla meimer. He also learns from Zeha Dover. The Baal is Mefer and the Chacham is Mater. I didn't heed the Zeha Dover, the Nedarim Lav Mufnahu. It's true, Zeha Dover by Nedarim is not extra. Kivan the Zeha Dover, the Shchutei Chutz Mufna, since Zeha Dover by Shchutei Chutz is extra, Havalei Mufna Mitzad Echad. It's extra only on one side, Ulameidin, and we could learn out. So we asked, Ze hadavar by shchutei chutz. What do I need it for? It's not for gzeira shava. Lebei shamei delas gzeira shava. Lomer al shchitu chayev. And where does Beis Hillel learn it out from? So the Ran says from somewhere else. Beis Hillel nafgalu midachziv asher yishachet k'dizu b'teres kainim. So now the Gemara asks, Elo lebei shamei lahachshir shloshed yoytos minala. And how does Beis Shammai know to be machsher three head yoytois? Bishlama, according to Beis Hillel, he learns it from the Gzeira Shava from Shchutei Chutz, but Beis Shammai doesn't hold to the Gzeira Shava by Shchutei Chutz. Says the Ran. Gimel head yoytois minaleh dehala Beis Shammai yafinu l'mgzeira Shava de Shchutei Chutz. Says the Gemara, Nafgala lehu mid Rav Asi bar Nasan. He learns it from Rav Asi bar Nasan. D'chsiv, Vayidaber Moshe es mayadei Hashem el bnei Yisrael. Moshe spoke the Yom Tovim of Hashem to the bnei Yisrael. Vahatanya, we learned in a brisa. Rabbi Yosi Haglili Omer. Rabbi Yosi Haglili says. Says Vayidaber Moshe's Mayadei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael. Vatani Rabbi Yosi Haglili Neemru. It talks about the Yomim Tovim. V'loy Neemra Shabbos Bereishis Yomayin. But in Parshas Emor, it doesn't talk about Shabbos. But by the way, that's a big question, because the problem is it does talk about Shabbos. Shabbos is actually the very first thing mentioned. Ben Azay Omer Mayadei Neemra. It talks about the Yomim Tovim. V'le'nemar parshas nedarim, and it doesn't talk about nedarim, which that's also a problem because it does talk about nedarim right before the parshas of the Mayadim, and right before Pinchas. I'm sorry, after the Ma'adim in Pinchas, it talks about Nedarim and Matais. Yeah? But the Gemara will explain what this Braisa means. Rav Asi bar Nasan Kashale Hamasnisa. Rav Asi, the son of Nasan, found a question on this Braisa. So he brought it to Nerda before Rav Sheshes. He couldn't find Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes wasn't there. Asa Basel Mechuzah. So he followed him to Mechuzah. Amarle, he said to him, Mayadeh Hashem Nemru. The Mayadim of Hashem were said, V'lay Nemru Shabbos Bereshis Iman. And Shabbos Bereshis was not said with them. Meaning he said over the Braisa that Rabbi Yosef Glili said that it talks about the Yomim Tovim and it doesn't talk about Shabbos. What do you mean? V'haksiv Shabbos Imahen. It does say Shabbos. V'su. And further, Maya de Hashem Nemru, the Braisa says it talks about the Maya de Hashem Lay Nemru, Parshas Nedarim Imayim. What do you mean? V'ha-Mesitruksiva. It says it on the side. Meaning, right after Parshas Pinchas, it talks about the Mayadim. So this is the Kasha that Rav Asi Bar Nasan followed Reb Sheshes in order to ask Reb Sheshes, says the Holy Ran. V'hamisitra k'siva. It says it on the side. Parshas Nedarim k'siva b'ktzei Parshas Hamayados. The Parshas of Nedarim it says on the side of Parshas Hamayados. The b'seder Pinchas k'sivi kulu Mayados. In Pinchas it says all the Mayados. U'basar hachi b'rashi amatos. And afterwards it talks about the Rashi Amatos Parshas Nedarim. Sitra targum shel katzeh. Sitra is the translation of the edge. Okay, that is Ayin Ches Amud Aleph. That is it. And Bez Hashem, tomorrow night, Siyata Deshmaya, should be Zaycha to learn Ayin Ches Amud Beis. And then we're almost finished the parak. Have a good night, everyone. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.